spin the dials here. Why don't you take it away?
All right, Coach. What did you tell the guys? Because I think we saw the Jekyll and Hyde tonight. We saw Wofford really, really good in some parts, and there were some sections there where the Terriers weren't very good either.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, you know, if you take away the first 4 minutes of both halves, the start of both halves, I think we won by 10. But the problem is that's not how basketball works. And the deviation in those pockets are so loud. You know, I commend our guys, and I told them, I commend you for fighting and clawing and scratching and battling back. But with all due respect to Charleston, that's a really good team. They're really talented. They're well coached. We're putting ourselves in these holes, in my personal opinion, unnecessarily. And we're having to scratch and claw back unnecessarily by too big of margins. And it's too many self-inflicted factors on both sides of the ball. You know, the deviation of the loud turnovers and not working for shots, and the deviation on the defensive end that allows teams that are really good like Charleston to get comfortable. You're putting yourself in too big of a hole that it's just going to be not consistently. It's too hard to fight and claw out of, you know. And they're a really good team, but I just thought those loud windows really, really cost us the game. And unfortunately, you can't beat really good teams home or away, but especially on the road like that.
You dominate the hustle stats. You have 22 offensive rebounds, which is insane. Kyler Filiewicz, a double-double. You'd love all those to come with the big number on the scoreboard, but are there building blocks, Dwight, that you can use moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the best defensive rebounding teams that we've played so far, and they're one of the best in the country. And to your point, we had 10 at the half, and we told them that they were obviously going to try to be even more physical with blocking out, and we got 12 in the second half. Now, what comes with that is there's a lot of missed shots, and we have to do a better job of making some of those open shots, right? We are not doing that at an efficient level in some of these games, especially on the road, and so we have to be better in that department, but you can't control that. You can't control going to the glass, and I thought that was really good, and you alluded to it. I thought, you know, we only had 4 turnovers in the second half. I thought that's something, again, we talk about a lot sometimes ad nauseum about taking care of the ball, and I thought we did a much better job of that. But the reality is, you know, if a team is going to shoot as efficiently as they shot and we're going to be as inefficient as we were, and there's going to be the deviation in those pockets that I already alluded to, it's going to be really hard to overcome that, again, against really good teams.
Coach, finally, I wanted to ask you about Cannon Richards. He's a guy that hadn't played yet this year, but gave you right at 3 minutes tonight. And from where I sat, he looked like he provided you with exactly what you wanted when you and I talked this morning, with a little dose of energy and a guy that came in and didn't try to do too much, but showed something there tonight that you guys may have to build on.
100%. You know, this is his first collegiate minutes, his debut. And again, you get thrown into the fire playing at the College of Charleston, you know, against the big fellow who obviously is one of the best bigs that we'll face all year at any level, you know, any team. And, you know, that's not easy to do for that to be your first collegiate experience. And so, a credit to him, he battled, you know, he did a really good job affecting some misses. He got a big time rebound. He had some hustle plays.
He blocked Berzovich right at the rim here.
He did. And
almost jammed over him, too.
Yeah, and the future's really bright for Cannon. And for a lot of our guys, you know, the biggest thing is we got to keep chipping away. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to keep chipping our way. Everyone, starting at the top, myself included, our entire staff, it starts with me, everyone, all the way down to every single player. We can continue to get better, and we have to focus on how everyone individually can get better, not place blame, but continue to stay close. I think our team has the ability to do that, and we're going to keep doing that, because if we do, again, as frustrating as it is right now, it's about March, and I think our team has a chance to be really good when that year comes.
We will see you at Terminal C, Gate 9, in about 12, 14 hours. So safe travels. We always appreciate